Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Well, good morning. That's right. Take a stretch. Walk down to the kitchen. Pour yourself that first cup of joe. Now wait for it. Wait for it.
Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN.
You're listening to Lou.
Ann is in Naperville. Hi, Ann.
Hi, how are you?
Your calls all morning till 10, where there are no stupid questions.
But, Lou, what about those deep-found stains that we get
in toilets?
Right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Yes, it is. 7:11 in the morning. My name's Lou Manfredini. This is the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems, Ace Hardware, and ChevyDrivesChicago.com. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Say hi to Lindsay when you call in. We are looking forward to chatting with you. And I know somewhere I have a rundown, Lindsay, but remind me who we're talking to today. Well, you could do that. Thank you. This morning, I really like this one. This is kind of we're featuring a Noodaloo 2 product that is a veteran-owned company, kind of connection with Veterans Day that just happened. And we're also going to be speaking later on this morning with the Vice President of Marketing and Public Relations for American Power and Gas. They have a campaign about hiring veterans to work for them, which is awesome. I think that the more we can do about that is terrific. Rob Hart, you're a sports guy. You love the sports.
Yes, I love all sports.
This is an observation that I have about Jay Cutler.
Okay.
He's actually had a pretty good season so far.
He has. No, he's the best quarterback in Bears history. It's true.
It is true. I came up with a reason why, and I'm using it. I'm going to bring it towards the world that I live in. So in the home world, there are really good tradesmen. There's fantastic carpenters and plumbers and electricians. They're really good at their craft, but they're lousy businessmen or women. You know what I mean? They're really good at focusing on what they do, but they can't remember to call anybody back or go do this or go do that. And I think that when Mark Trestman was here, no disrespect to him, but he was looking at Jay Cutler to be his partner in crime.
Yeah, he was trying to grow the man.
Correct. And John Fox just wants him to play quarterback. And he's gonna be the general contractor. And so by taking away the thing like, well, I want you to do this, I want you to think about this, John Fox said, I'm going to take care of all that. You just go out there and throw the football and make sure somebody catches it. And so far it seems to be working.
It is working. And in fact, I mean, I always think the problem is it's just the where the Bears play and the fact that at 4 hours up the road in Green Bay, you have Aaron Rodgers.
Well,
and I always have Jay Cutler and Aaron Rodgers, in my mind, are Goofus and Gallant from the old highlights for children. Because Aaron Rodgers with the 1,000-watt smile and dating Olivia Munn and going to Super Bowls, he's Gallant. And then there's smoking Jay Cutler with the jerk face and scowling all the time. He just doesn't care. He's
that little twitch that he has with his shoulder. He's got to work on that.
He's a rogue. He's Han Solo.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned.
Boy, that Aaron Rodgers is so good. He's so good.
Yes.
I mean,
he's Gallant.
I'm not a Packer fan. I know Lindsay loves the Packers and her husband loved the Packers.
I think you are.
I know. No, I'm not. I'm not a Packer fan
at
all. No, I do. I will tell you this because I love you and I love your husband and I know you're such great Packer fans that when they win, I'm kind of happy for you because I know that makes you happy. But me, I'm not happy about it. But then at the same time, Rob, you have to you have to celebrate if you love the game, which I love football. When you see this Aaron Rodgers, how he plays, you're like, God, he's so good. How can you not like him? I mean, it's like people with Tom Brady who don't like Tom Brady. He's a terrific quarterback. And in the game, it's like, how can you not look at that and go, wow.
Yeah, I mean, you respect the talent. As the kids,
And if Beyonce was here, she'd say, and he's easy on the eyes.
I was thinking that.
As the kids say, real, recognize real. I mean, that's what this is.
Is that what the kids say?
That's what they do say.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I learned that on 21 Jump Street.
Well, I don't think that's on anymore, and I don't think you should quote that. Johnny Depp was on that, and I think he wants to, you know, be as far away from that as possible.
Richard Grieco is... Johnny Depp is not returning his calls.
No, not at all. Not at all. Okay, that's Bears talk this morning, 7:16 in the morning. I know that the news is all over this, too. And on a more serious note, this terrible attack in Paris. we were getting ready last night for an event that I'll talk about a little bit later on this morning, and that news hit. I know Rob's going to have more information about that coming up. I don't know what you do to stop any of this. You can't. I mean, these people that take out this, you know, decide to do this kind of stuff, there's just no way for any law enforcement to stop a person or people when they get to this level. And, you know, my kids were with us and watching this, and they were obviously frightened and, you know, don't understand it. I don't think any of us do as adults. You just got to go live your life, though. Because you cannot let these crazy people, and I think I'm fair in saying that, control your life. And it's sad and unfortunate to think that this can happen anywhere. I mean, Paris is this beautiful city. I'm just so saddened to think about the loss of life and the lack for these people to do this kind of stuff, the lack of care for anyone, you know, for whatever their ideology is or whatever. I don't think it's, I mean, Rob, there's no news as to who. I know people are taking claim for it, but we have no motive. We don't know who these people are yet, right?
Yeah, right now at the moment, we just have a posting from an Islamic State-aligned group online taking credit for it, but they have a tendency. There's right. no centralized right. group, so right. there anyone can take credit for anything.
Right.
But the actual law enforcement investigation is very, very, very early.
My heart just hurts for those families. You know, I was thinking about this walking over this morning. I was so blessed last night to be around family and friends last night at this event. My kids in particular, just around us, and how happy we were to be all together. And now there's families in Paris who don't have that anymore. And I'm just angry and sad about that whole thing. And we just have to continue to double down in our resolve to not let this hatred rule our lives and do whatever we can to live in a positive way. I mean, I think I don't know what you do. I don't know. I don't have the answer. I don't think anybody does, but it's hard to stop people like this to do these kinds of things when it's so calculated and they take advantage of a situation where it's just, you know, impossible to protect. So I'm praying for those people. I hope you guys are too out there. And just pray for peace. Some artist did a tribute on Twitter that somebody retweeted. It's the peace sign, but what is the center of the peace sign is the Eiffel Tower. Beautiful. Just beautiful. So I don't want to start on a negative note, but you know what? The world is what's happening was way more important than a leaky faucet. And I have tons of compassion and sorrow for those families in Paris. And so I just ask that you think about them and you pray for them. And let's just try and stay positive and be good to each other. And I know that if we do that, good always wins. It always wins. It's hard, but it always wins. 7:20 in the morning. Lou Manfredini, I'll get to your phone calls right after we take a quick break. Don't go away. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Tom is in Tinley Park. Tom, you're on WGN.
Good morning, Lou.
Good morning.
I got a garage door problem for you.
All right.
My wife and I bought a home, second home in South Carolina back in May. It's got a garage door, and I guess it's galvanized or something. But when you open and close it, that darn thing is so loud it'll wake up the dead.
Yeah. Is it an uninsulated door?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's what I figured.
So
I tried WD-40, but that didn't do any good.
No, it's just, you know, the thing is that, you know, the insulated doors, while, A, they do provide you with a little bit more temperature control inside a garage, the real thing that they provide you with is a quieter operation, because that metal,
right,
it's just a thin piece of metal bent, you know, and as it goes up and down that track, it's going to make all kinds of noise. So here's something you could try. You could take some rigid insulation and cut it to fit into every one of those panels.
Okay.
And, you know, depending on how the hinges are, you may have to do it in smaller sections, or you may be able to take an 8-foot piece. Is it a 16-foot door? Wide?
Yes.
Double, two-car garage?
No, it's a one-car garage. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's probably an 8-foot wide door. So if you, what kind of car do you drive when you're down there in South Carolina?
We've got a Honda Civic.
Okay, well, this isn't going to work for you. you need some 4x8 sheets of like a 2-inch rigid insulation.
Mm-hmm.
Cut it, glue it to the backside of that door. There's a terrific construction adhesive called Power Grab, and it's made by Loctite, and it's a you can squirt it on, and you'll stick the panel right on and hold it in place.
Mm-hmm.
Have 6 hours later, it'll be dry. And it will quiet that door down a little bit. If it doesn't quiet it down a ton, your only choice really is to replace that door.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Now, is the reason you want it to be quiet is that you're sneaking out going to play golf when your wife is asleep?
I wish I could play golf, but I can't do that anymore.
Okay, all right.
But I wake up the neighbors and I get up.
Try the insulation product, product, and it should work for you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Lou.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. 7:28 in the morning. We'll be right back. Wow, you just brought back a memory for me that I hadn't thought of in a long time. Your friend named Brandy. We had a dog named Brandy. He was an Irish setter. He fell down a ravine and died. Brandy. I mean, when have you ever heard about a dog falling down a ravine and dying? I have to tell you, Brandy was not the smartest Irish setter. So sad. Poor Brandy. It's a good song. 7:35 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Oh, we're going to go right up to Kenosha. Hello, Nick.
Good morning.
Where are you in Kenosha, Nick?
I'm on the south side of Kenosha.
Are you near Have you been to Tanuda's?
I have.
Can I tell you, on a sad note, I was up in Kenosha with my bride for a funeral of a friend of mine's grandmother just last week. And he always buys me those really yummy cookies out of Tanuda's. We've talked about this, Lindsay. And Tom said, you got to go. It's on the way. I had no idea. Honest to God. I thought the place was the size of this studio. It's like the Costco for Italian stuff. Right?
There's a lot of stuff in there.
All of a sudden, I'm spending $200. It's like Costco. Oh, I need this pasta. I need this. I need this. Oh, here's a sticker. I want this. It's fantastic. I'm telling you, we got to figure out how to do a show from up there.
That.
And here's the thing. Plenty of parking. Right?
Oh, yeah.
That's what our listeners want. Okay, Nick, enough about me. How can I help you?
I have a painting question.
Okay.
The previous owner painted the walls, but he poured sand in the paint, and the walls look terrible. They're just textured. It just looks terrible. How do I have to sand it all off, or is there a thick paint I could use to go over it?
No, you're sanding. I mean, have you ever seen, Nick, have you ever been out where maybe you see a lady and you look at her and you're like, oh, she's pretty. And then you get a little closer and she's got way too much makeup on.
Yeah.
That's what your walls are going to look like.
Okay.
So you need to, how big of a room are we talking about? Is it the whole house?
No, it's probably about a 14 by 14 room.
Okay. So what's going to make your life a lot easier is go buy a pad sander, like a little quarter sheet pad sander.
Yeah.
And put some medium grit paper on there and get a mask, get some eyeglasses, and start sanding. It'll make pretty quick work of it. You may need to do a little skim coating, but then from there, use a 3/8 of an inch nap roller with a good paint and primer in one, and you'll get a nice roller stimple on there that will, you know, look good and blend it all in. You won't have to go everything off of there, but you just got to get it nice and smooth, and it will look a lot nicer.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Sorry. I know it's not what you wanted to hear, but that's really the right way to do it. This is Richard in Chicago. Rich, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Lou, for taking my call. I have a toilet problem. I have leakage on the base of the toilet. I've had plumbers out several times, and it continues to leak. Not every time, but every once in a while it'll just leak. And
where the toilet meets the floor?
Yes, it comes out of the floor, you know, onto the floor. And I've had three different plumbers over a period of time, and they all say that they fix it, and it'll work for a while, and then it'll leak. The last one said he's going to put plumber putty on it, and that would hold and guarantee it, and it worked for a while. And then every so often, it'll start to leak. It's not every time. It's just, you know, occasionally.
Now tell me, when the plumbers come over, do they talk at all about the, you know, the flange? I assume they pull the toilet when they come to fix it, right?
Yeah.
And do they talk about the toilet flange? Do they say, well, you know what, Rich, this flange is too low or this flange is too high? Do they say anything like that?
No. I'm wondering if by chance it's the floor itself, you know, where it isn't making contact with the toilet. Or the floor is warm.
Is the, not to be, you know, when you're on your throne, does it rock at all, or does it seem pretty, it's solid?
It's solid.
Okay. So I think at this point, based on everything that you've had going on, I think you need to move to a synthetic ring. There's a ring that you can buy called Sanaseal, which is it's not a wax ring. It's a foam synthetic toilet ring.
Yeah, I've had them put them on several different ones.
I bet they haven't done this one, though. They've probably used wax rings that have a nylon or rather a rubber little sleeve. This is it looks like a giant donut.
Yeah.
It's thicker. It doesn't form like wax, but it will make a nice seal. The brand name is Sanaseal.
Okay.
And I think that when you get them to come back, as long as the flange that it gets connected to is solid, it's not rocking, everything's good, if you use this, I bet the thing won't leak anymore, and it'll be a nice fit. I thought the thing was a gimmick when I first saw it. I'm like, who needs this? But a lot of times when you have that toilet flange that the toilet screws to will be a little bit lower. And, you know, even when a lot of times plumbers will say, well, I'm going to just double up on the wax ring, which can work. But you've got all this material set up there that is ripe for failure. With this thing, because it's foam, it gives you a little wiggle room, per se, when you go to set the toilet. And it works really well. And in particular, if you have a heated tile floor that I talk about a lot, the nice thing about this is it doesn't melt like wax does, and it can be problematic for people that have heated floors when they use traditional wax rings. Thanks so much for the phone call. 7:41 in the morning. Back after these.
Time to get to work this weekend. Got a question for Lou? Give us a call right here on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
7:45 in the morning, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Time now for our Noodaloo 2, sponsored by the all-new Chevy Trax compact SUV, the official car of Quinn Manfredini. We got to really work on that. We got to work on getting him a deal with Chevy. By the way, nice job on the Chevy voiceovers. If you listen to the November Chevy ads right now, the on the radio, and then there's a lot of online ads. The lovely and talented producer of the Mr. Fix-It Show is the voice on
That's
those
me.
Ads. Very nice.
I'm so excited.
I know. Very nicely done.
Thank
very
you.
Nice. They're very nice. I know they're very happy with your work, and you sound great, and I'm happy for you.
Oh, thank you.
So you want to tell me about this Noodaloo, too?
Yes. This week's, well, should I tell you now, or should I tell you in my little clip here?
Maybe you decide.
I'm gonna play it.
All right.
Okay. Here we go. Open your next cold one in style, veteran style. That's right. This week's new Noodaloo 2 is the Bottle Breacher. The Bottle Breacher is a handcrafted 50 caliber bottle opener made by military veterans. The staff at Bottle Breacher used to use that 50 caliber ammunition to defend our country downrange, but now they are using them to make these really cool bottle openers. Whether you just want to use them for decorative display, they're that pretty, at special events, or as your everyday bottle opener, Bottle Breacher will get your friends talking. These bottle openers are made from dummy ammunition, completely safe, powder-coated, not spray-painted, and you can even get them engraved. Really, really cool. Bottle Breacher was actually featured on ABC's Shark Tank last November. The owners have been married for 9 years. Eli is a former Navy SEAL turned entrepreneur. And Jen, his wife, has had a passion for business ever since graduating from the University of Arizona. It began in a one-car garage while Eli was active duty and then aired on Shark Tank a year and a half later. They love to hire vets and reinvest in those that have served. Loving this idea, Bottle Breacher goes for $25-ish on their website, bottlebreacher.com. There's different types you can get, different designs, different engravings. We love, love, love this company. And best yet, it's made right here in the USA, naturally. I'll put all this information up on Lou's Mr. Fix-It page at WGNradio.com and also on his Facebook page. Ooh, and also on VibeScore, download the free app on your iPhone and vibe about it. That's this week's new to Lou 2.
Who does this have written all over it?
I hate it when you put me on the spot like this. Who?
What did I tell you last night at the table? I was shocked. The whole thing that it's like you don't even know. It's like you don't even
I don't
know
even
me.
Know you.
Who has this written all over? This is who am I giving this sample to? Or unless you want it.
Your brother-in-law. Mike Jakubowski, of
Mike
course.
Mike Jakubowski, who is the hunter extraordinaire. Man, I'm telling you what. You would never want to get hit with a 50 caliber
no.
bullet. Oh, my gosh. It'd be no time for crying. It's a 50 caliber round.
Right.
And then it's notched out on the end, the part where the strike would go on the rifle, and it's a bottle opener. It is the coolest
is cool.
thing ever.
It's beautiful, and it's a beautiful like it's a beautiful piece.
It's
a
beautiful it's
yeah.
yeah, it's a showstopper. It's exactly right. It's I'm holding it in my hand, the bottle opener. The what would be the bullet is kind of a goldish color, and then the rest is silver, and it has embossed on it is an American flag.
Mm-hmm.
It is so cool.
And they also actually on their website have wine openers and different products that they've kind of stemmed or have branched off.
I hope Mike's not listening because I'm going to give it to him for his birthday, which is next week.
Oh, good. We won't tell him.
Don't tell him. He's still asleep. He might be awake. I don't know. This is so cool.
Yeah.
$25?
It's about 25. They kind of vary depending on what you get done. Like, you can get it engraved. It would be a great groomsman gift, for
oh
example.
Oh, my gosh. It's so... This
right?
Is, yeah, this is... I mean, this is a man
oh,
gift.
I think so.
Yeah, right? I mean, women would like it, too, but I could totally see this. This is so cool, and I love the fact that the owner is former military, and they're using vets to build it, and this is so cool. That's cool. That's not like some squeegee that doesn't work. I need a beer so I can open it up. Go get me a beer. There's always beer around here. And it comes in the little box that it
packaging,
comes in.
Right.
Yeah, it's really nice. Very simple. That's really cool. $25, Bottle Breacher, and I really like this one. I got a vibe about it. It's cool. You can find out more information at WGNradio.com and on my Facebook page as well. And like I said, got Mike Jakubowski written all over it. Happy birthday. 7:15 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. This is Ray in Lowell, Indiana. Ray, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Yeah, I got a couple problems. One is the patio outside is sinking. It's gone down about 3 inches in the corner. It's like 10 by 32. Would it be better just to break that up or get it mud jacked up?
Is it in pretty good shape?
Oh, yeah, it's solid.
So, in other words, if I could go there with my big hands and just kind of go, ugh, it would look fine.
Yeah, I could lift it up a little bit.
Is Lowell, where are you? Is Lowell kind of right over the border?
Yeah, I'm about 41.
Okay. So
next to Cedar Tucky.
Okay, so PermaSeal does this, they have this new system where they're jacking up unlevel concrete.
Well, wouldn't it, if they jacked it up, wouldn't it crack the concrete?
No.
It's got rebar in it.
No. And so they're using this poly system that is different than mud jacking. And so it gives you amazing control.
Okay.
And it literally, you can walk on it or drive on it in a couple hours, because instead of a slurry of grout that you have to essentially over apply to get it to raise up, this thing gives pinpoint precision how they do it, and it'll level this thing off perfectly. So
the water just runs to the house over there and then gets along the
gap. No. This is the way to go. So I would call them and have them come give you an estimate.
Is it too late to do it in a year now, or wait till next?
No, the ground's not frozen yet. I mean, I would say, you know, I would think that you probably have. I mean, it all depends on the weather.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're probably good to go at least until middle of December.
Okay.
Yeah.
And another thing is, we have two fans in separate bathrooms, and they run a while, then they start to hum. Then you shut them off. Then when you turn them on, they're doing normal.
Say that one more time. I'm sorry. I was Lindsay was just talking to my ear. What?
Oh, we have bathroom fans. You know, we use them a lot.
Yeah.
And after they're on a while, they kind of like start humming.
What's the sound that they make? Wait, say it one more time. All right, one more time.
I passed the test.
You did a fine job. I was going to think of something I could whistle while you were humming, but okay. So, do you know the brand name?
No, I really don't. The home is like 11 years old.
Okay.
And they're direct vented. They're vented out. Each one is separately.
Yeah. Those motors, I have a noisy fan right now. It's so funny. I just replaced a motor. If they're Brone, which I bet they are, that motor can be replaced. How handy of a guy are you, Ray?
Well, I'm like getting too old to get up on the ladder.
Well, if you get somebody that can help you, if they take the cover off.
Yeah.
If it's a Brone system, there's a metal plate and probably one screw that you unscrew, and that whole motor assembly and the plate comes off. You unplug it.
Okay.
And you can go to an electrical supply house or even a sometimes hardware
online,
stores.
Huh?
Or online too. But you can order one of these and you clip that back in there, you plug it back in, and it'll be so quiet.
I mean, it'll be gone.
What was that sound? Do me a favor, Ray. You hang on a second. I'm going to send you out a Mr. Fix-It Lose Crew t-shirt because you're such a good singer. It's brought to you by Fox Home Center, and it's made by Rags of Honor, putting veterans back to work. So you hang on a second. Linz, can you make sure that Ray, he has a song in his heart and a twinkle in his eye, and he has a shirt now that says Lose Crew on it. I appreciate it. 7:54 in the morning. Don't go away.
You're listening to Mr. Fix-It with Lou Manfredini. Any problem, large or small, he's here to help with his riveting advice.
If there's a screw, I want you to tighten that screw a little bit.
To the right?
Righty-tighty, lefty-loosey. Go ahead, say that.
Righty-tighty, lefty-loosey.
His words of encouragement.
You can do this. Say this with me. I'm smart enough, I'm strong enough, and gosh darn it, people like me.
Anything he can do to make your weekend better.
Listen, you want to be even happier this morning?
Yeah.
Put a little Bailey's in your coffee.
So, from his coffee cup to yours, cheers. Now back to Lou.
8:10 in the morning. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Lindeman Chimney Company and by the Lightkeeper Pro. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. I'm looking looking for, here we go. Always a good morning when Steve Alexander sends me a little something funny that I can share with you this morning. Always makes me laugh. I think it'll make you laugh, too. I just need to find my, this new system here is a little tricky. Figuring out where everything is. Still can't find it. You know, on a construction site, Rob, there's a lot of people that, yeah. No, where are you looking? I can't see it. Fourth row over third one down. One, two, three, four.
I love Peter Gabriel.
I love Peter Gabriel.
This is great. Always a great song.
Strong young man on the construction site, Rob, bragged that he could outdo anyone in the feat of strength. He made a special case of making fun of one of the older workmen. I can relate to the older workmen now because that would be me. Right? And I would be that guy.
Oh, no, no, no.
I know.
You're just experienced.
And I was, when I was a young guy, I was the same guy. I was making fun of the old guy. Ah, you can't do this. You know, I can do this, whatever. And so after several minutes, the old guy said, all right, I've had enough. Why don't you put your money where your mouth is, loudmouth? I'll bet you a week's wages that I can haul something in a wheelbarrow over to that building that you won't be able to wheel back. You're on, old man, said the young buck. Let's see you do it. So the old man reached out. He grabbed the wheelbarrow by the handles. Then nodding to the young man, he said, all right, wise guy, get in. Right? Smart guy. Smart guy, that old man. Thank you, Steve. Made me laugh. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Back to the phone lines. This is Joan in Lake Zurich. Joan, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How can I help you?
I have a question. I want to update my kitchen, and my appliances still work, but the colors are kind of a cream color, whatever. And I'm thinking about getting my refrigerator repainted. Any recommendations or thoughts on that? It's a textured surface. It's not a flat surface, the front.
Right. When you say you want to update your kitchen, what do you want to do?
Well, I've got the granite counters and what have you. Like I said, all the appliances. I'd love to have the stainless steel appliances, but I've got a I'm going to go with black, I think, for the refrigerator because I can replace the stove and the dishwasher. But to do all three just isn't in the budget right now.
Okay. So there are appliance paints that you – do you want to do this yourself?
No.
Okay. All right. So if you – there, I mean, the guys – the people that do bathroom refinishing will also do appliances.
Oh, okay.
And so that finish that they can put on there is pretty durable. It's powder coat. It's electrified, so it really sticks to the metal. And one of the places for you to start your search is go to NARI.org, the National Association of the Remodeling Industry, and go there. Plug in, you know, appliance refinishing, and you can get someone to come out here. Now, the one thing that I will tell you, Joan, is it's not inexpensive.
Okay.
And so the thing you got to ask yourself is, you know, we're like, okay, I can do the stove, I can do the, you know, the dishwasher, and I can replace all those, but the fridge is, you know, another, gosh, I mean, a good fridge is $1,000, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
If all of a sudden they're going to charge you $400 to refinish your, how old is that fridge?
About 20 years, but we've never had a problem with it.
You will after you refinish it.
Don't say that.
But I mean, you know what I mean? That's the thing is that it's not that I want to spend your money. But if all of a sudden, wow, I'm going to spend $300 to repaint this fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Have you done any painting at all, Joan?
I have. My husband's pretty good at it, too. So.
Okay. Well, can I tell you something? Rust-Oleum makes appliance paint. It is so easy to put on. And you can do it yourself. Instead of spending $300, you can spend $50. Not even. And get it in black and roll it on with a foam roller. If you do enough prep work and clean it up right, it'll look fine.
Okay.
And the thing is, if you hate it, oh, my God, what's your husband's name?
Steve.
Steve, it looks terrible. You did a terrible job, right? Blame him, right? He's not on the phone. He's still sleeping. So, Steve, were you drunk? What were you doing here? So
I need a new refrigerator.
Exactly, Joan. Hello. See what I mean?
Okay. All right. I will take that into consideration.
Joan, who's got your back?
You do, Lou. I always do.
Love you, Joan.
You do.
Goodbye.
Love you too. Bye.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Peg in Oak Lawn. Hi, Peg. You're on WGN.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call.
Do your friends call you Peggy?
Sometimes. Now they won't. Do they say Peg?
All right. How are you, Peg?
Okay. Pretty good. I hope this is an easy question for you. Under my kitchen sink, I had there's the base, and then I put contact so it looked nice, but water got under there, and I did not realize it. So there's mold there. Is there a good product I can use to get rid of the mold or get it off without replacing the floorboard that's under the sink?
Yeah. Is the board still sound?
Yeah.
Okay. So there is a couple products, but the one I want you to buy to really neutralize it is called Concrobium Mold Eraser. Okay. It comes in a bottle that looks like a giant vitamin bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Do you take vitamins every day?
Yes, I do.
Good, me too, when I remember. So you're going to mix it with water, and you're going to apply it. It says you don't have to scrub it, but I want you to scrub it a little bit, and then rinse it, let it dry, use a fan, let it dry, and it will neutralize the mold. Now, did we fix the leak?
Yes.
Okay, so... you know, it's not a bad idea, all of us, and I do this, it's weird, because I check this all the time. Under your sink base, Lindsay, you have a brand new kitchen, every now and then you got to check underneath there. Because you're jamming stuff in there, and you're hitting the drain, and stuff moves around, and there can be a little leak, like Peg, mm-hmm. some of her friends call her Peggy, that leaks, and then you have a big issue. But if you use this Concrobium Mold Eraser, it'll neutralize it. And there's like a little residual value in there, and it'll be fine.
Great. And I can get that at Ace Hardware.
God bless you.
Thank you very much.
See you, Peg.
For your inspiration, Lou.
Goodbye. 8:17 in the morning. Lou Manfredini, the Mr. Fix Show. We'll be right back.
Now back to your host, your go-to handyman, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Okay, I don't want to talk too much about the Misericordia event, but you need to chime in on this. And I don't know the name of the orchestra, which I should know, but they had a band. Rob, last night at this event, they had this beautiful orchestra. During dinner, what was the name of the orchestra?
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
They had three violinists playing in the orchestra.
Oh, very classy.
No, you have no idea. They were, during dinner, they were doing things like playing Led Zeppelin, an instrumental, Deep Purple, okay? here's the recipe. Beautiful orchestra, right? And I'm going to say this. These amazingly talented violinists, three women.
Pretty.
All beautiful,
yes.
Amazing violinists, and they did
Katy Perry Firework,
right? Instrumentals with the violin, and they were amazing, right?
They were really good.
And so at the table, they're doing songs, and everybody at the table is going, "Who does this song?" You know, because it's an instrumental version with the violin. When did you ever hear Led Zeppelin, "Black Dog," on a violin?
I could see that working.
It did. They were really good.
You know, because I learned a thing or two about Zepp during my rock and roll exile on the FM dial.
Right.
And I could see the guitar riff from A Whole Lot of Love translating over into the violin.
What was the one that I got your husband on that he was convinced it was Jimi Hendrix? It was not Deep Purple.
It was Deep Purple.
No, it wasn't Deep Purple. What was the name of the band that Eric Clapton sang with?
Cream.
Not Cream, before Cream.
Derek and the Dominoes.
No.
Yardbirds.
No, you're there. Those are all bands. I was the one that goes, "No, this is this." And then David was like, "No, it's Jimi Hendrix." And then he goes like, "Ooh," because David loves the classic rock.
He does.
He loves. He's
he
listen.
Knows his stuff.
He's listening to Pete McMurray on the drive every morning. He loves a good Led Zeppelin. Anyway, why can't I think of the name? Not Cream. Not Deep Purple. Maybe it was Deep Purple. Was he in Deep Purple? No.
No, he wasn't.
No. Wait, someone's telling me.
Deep Purple had Hush and Smoke on the Water.
Right, no. They did do Smoke on the Water, too, violin style.
Oh, that would be good.
It was really good. Oh, my gosh, they were so good. All right, quick call here before we go to news. Ryan's in Champaign. Ryan, you're on WGN.
Hey, good. Excuse me. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll get you off the speaker here. I have a couple questions, if I may, on systems, air purification systems to install into a furnace.
Yeah.
We have a 8-year-old home that we moved into earlier this year, and of course it has a central air with a heating system and ducts. We're used to the old boiler system for hot water heat in our old house.
Right.
And I had a guy come over yesterday and do maintenance just to kind of check it out and get us ready for the winter. And we got to talking about purification systems, and I do have a little pulmonary problems on occasion. And he gave me some information about three different types of systems. So I guess the first question is, do you find they're worthwhile? Any recommendations? I have three that I could mention. And then
go ahead.
The three?
Yeah.
First one was a Remy Halo type system. The second was an APCO, and the third was a Global Plasma Solutions, GPS, he called it.
Right.
They're each a little different, but basically I think do the same thing. The Remy Halo says that it's more used or is developed from use in commercial buildings.
Right.
To remove a lot of not only pollutions, but bacteria from general colds and things like that.
So here's the thing. How many live in your home, Ryan?
Two.
And do you guys suffer from asthma or allergies or anything like that?
Not asthma or allergies, but occasionally I do have to use oxygen. So.
Okay. All right. So if that's the case, we have several years ago when we replaced our furnace, we have a whole house air purification system built into our furnace.
Mm-hmm.
It happens to be a Carrier system. It's their Infinity air purifier, which it was developed for governmental buildings, commercial application. Most of these systems were developed originally in commercial applications because when you think about commercial buildings, the windows don't open. You know, they're sealed when you think about
right.
a high rise or whatever. So they got to pay attention to the air quality.
Right.
They're effective. The one thing I will tell you is they have to be maintained, and they're not inexpensive to maintain. That Infinity
right.
air purifier that I have by Carrier, the filter needs to be replaced 1 to 2 times a year. It pretty much goes once a year, but it's it's $90 when you go to replace that filter.
Right.
So it's not an inexpensive proposition. But as far as your air quality goes, if you're keeping your ducts clean and you're using one of these systems, they are effective. They will help keep the air cleaner. And for someone like yourself, where you say, you know, occasionally you got to do some oxygen, the more you can do to keep that air clean, the better. And something like that, I think, would be a good investment. And even someday when you go to sell, it's something that adds value to your home. So I absolutely think that it's a good idea. Appreciate the phone call. I'm just bumping up against time.
Wouldn't it be nice if there was somebody you could call to tackle those weekend projects around your home? Somebody? Anybody? Because let's face it, we all have our issues.
I have white spots on my deck.
We got chipmunks in our front yard.
I cannot decide which siding I want.
Well, it's a good thing you're listening, because Lou might just be your somebody. Just give him a call right here on the Mr. Fix-It Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue on 720 WGN.
Yeah. 8:38 in the morning. Good morning. Lou Manfredini here with you. The Mr. Fix-It Show, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Thanks so much for joining us. I want to remind you, next weekend we're taking the show on the road. We're going to be broadcasting from the Villa Park Ace Hardware, located at 46 South Villa Avenue in Villa Park, November 21st, from 7 to 10. We'll have free coffee and pastries. You'll have a chance to win Lou's Crew T-shirts, gift certificates for the best pie in America from Baker Square, and Lightkeeper Pro tool sets. Back in, 1993, Baker Square was called, what was the, Rob, what was Baker Square? Remember, for it was called something else.
You know what? I know what you're talking about.
Poppin' Fresh Pies.
Yes. There was a big rebranding commercial effort.
And so the thing is, what I remember, I've told the story on the air before, when my wife and I bought our very first home, I think it was 1992, not 93. And like most people, when they buy your first, you buy your first home, you have $0 when you're done buying it, right? It's your first home. You have everything in it. And we went to the closing and they gave us a check for $42.67. And I said, why are you giving us this check? Well, that's the interest on the money. You know, because back then when you put money in an account in a bank, you got a lot of interest. Before, you know, the mortgage rates were very high and interest rates were high.
Yeah, I always love looking at my bank statement every month and my $1.09 in accrued interest.
So we got this check for $42. And the thing was, we closed on the house, but we weren't taking possession of it until 8 o'clock that night. And so I remember we were way out west. I want to say we were in Melrose Park or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that's edge of Western civilization.
Right.
Once you get past First Avenue, it's...
Right. Well, as they said last night at the event, for you Southsiders, you know, Madison Avenue to the north is, that's, you fall off the earth, right, coming from the south side.
Well, didn't Mike Royko once said that everything south of 111th Street is downstate?
Right, exactly. So we took our check for $42, and I think we cashed it somewhere, and we went to a Poppin' Fresh Pie store, and my wife and I had... 2 pieces of pie. And here's the thing that's crazy about me. I cannot remember to bring the laundry up from the basement, but I can tell you exactly the piece of pie that I had in 1992.
Okay, I'm glad to know that I'm not the only husband who suffers from this affliction.
No. You know what I had? I had a piece of raspberry pie warmed a la mode.
Well, new home pie is the best pie there is.
And so I'm so excited that there's probably nobody working at Baker Square that remembers Poppin' Fresh Pies. But that's what it was called first. Remember?
Well, no. It's like if you go up to some 15-year-old working at a Chuck E. Cheese and you say, I remember when this was Showbiz Pizza, they'll look at you like, okay, Pops, go back to the museum.
Showbiz Pizza, that's right. Yeah. What's the name of the crazy mouse that's in Chuck E. Cheese? Chucky?
I think that would be Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, you're right.
Charles E. Cheese to you.
Exactly. Mr. Charles. That was always something that drove our youngest son, Max. He was not a fan of Chuck E. Cheese. I mean, he liked the pizza place, but the big mouse kind of creeped him out.
I can see how that could be unnerving.
I know. That's funny. Okay. Let's get back to the show. Chuck E. Cheese. We'll get some pizza later. And a Poppin' Fresh Pie. So anyway, we have gift certificates that we're going to be giving out to Baker Square, Lightkeeper Pro. And it's a day of giving. You're going to spin the wheel to benefit CMN, Lurie's Children's Hospital. You can donate to Misericordia. And we'll even be having there'll be a life source vehicle out there so you can give some blood. All sponsored by our friends at Lightkeeper Pro, your complete tool for fixing Christmas lights, which you absolutely have to get for the holidays. If you want more information, you can get details at WGNradio.com/events. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Jim in Mount Prospect. Jim, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Lou?
Terrific.
Thanks for my call. Sir, I figure my head is spinning. I figure, hey, I got furnace problem. And bottom line is I got a Lennox, like I said, and my circuit board, like I said, is showing signs on like three corners of like being burnt. You know, light burn marks.
Okay.
And again, like I said, as far as the companies, like I said, that want to replace it, this board, like I said, it doesn't match apples to apples anymore. There's like 8 different revisions to it.
Right.
So I'm sure, like I said, you have to buy one and you have to splice, like I said, the wires and stuff. That's a little bit more than what I can handle. And as far as the price is probably a third of a new furnace. So and it's 15 years old. So now I'm looking, like I said, to see if I can be proactive and look into, like I said, new furnaces. So, again, I got some estimates. I got an estimate on a Daikin, and I'm not quite sure, like I said, that's the first time I've ever heard of that brand. Do you know anything about it?
It's a, well, let me ask you this. What are the other estimates that you got from what other brands?
I got an estimate from a carrier. I got estimates from a train. I mean, again, furnaces, they're all over the place. It all depends on. Right now, I have a one stage in my house. You know, they're talking anything from two stages. They're talking anything from high efficiency to 80%. So I'm looking. You know, right now I have 80%. Like I said, in my basement on a one stage. So it's a ranch house, like I said, that I have. So I'm just curious in regards for which way. What should I be looking for, or what should I be staying away from?
Okay, let's talk about kind of your options. The thing is that for a 15-year-old furnace, I don't know that I would spend $800-$900 on a computer board.
Correct. Okay.
I just think that from a standpoint of what you're going to get your money's worth out of it. You know, you've got a system that's not as efficient because just of the age of it. And so if your budget allows, replacing the system makes a lot more sense.
Gotcha.
Most of these brands that you never have heard of are owned by larger companies. Daikin is a company that's been it's a commercial product that's in, they do big chillers. And so they've been around a long time.
Okay.
The one thing I will tell you though, is that long term, well, here's the thing. Most HVAC manufacturers, they use very similar parts inside of it. They're full of Honeywell parts. And okay. So, for instance, Carrier is a perfect example. Carrier, everybody knows that brand name. Bryant, which is owned by Carrier, is exactly a Carrier with a different sticker. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then they also make a product called Payne, which comes off the same factory line. But it doesn't have as many bells and whistles. So it's a less expensive thing because in the model of how much we spend in advertising, blah, 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 blah. But someday when you go to sell, Jim, you're going to have an owner come in and say, Daikin? Never heard of it.
Okay.
Daikin, by the way, is the name of George Bailey's brother's fiance before she got married. Just throwing that out there.
Okay.
Stream of consciousness. So I don't have a problem with you using a Daikin system, but you know, what's your overall plan in this house? How long are you going to be in this house?
I plan on being in here for quite a while.
Okay.
Okay.
So then get the best price you can. Get the best contractor you can to install it. I really, quite honestly, I don't care whose equipment you put in there. If you get a contractor that knows what they're doing, and they're installing it and sizing it correctly, and you're getting it serviced all the time, even if somebody comes and says, I never heard of Daikin. Well, you know, they're owned by whatever. I get it serviced every year. It's only 5 years old or 6 years old or 10 years old, whatever the number is.
Okay.
The parts that they use are all very similar. So while manufacturers love to talk about this and that and this and that, the biggest difference is the kind of warranty that you'll get. So in other words, if you buy a Carrier or you buy a train, you know, the kind of name brand thing.
Correct.
What they will offer you is they'll say, hey, I'm going to give you 10-year parts and labor warranty.
Okay.
That's worth something, you know?
Okay.
I mean, we have a home. We have a second home that has a train system in it. And we were in the home for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the computer board went out. Okay.
So it
was, but the unit was less than 10 years old. And that, because it was a train, you know, I called the guy, the company that does the heating service up there for us. They came out and said, you know, this board's shot, but it's covered under warranty. Well, it was a $600 board.
Okay.
That we had to pay. Actually, we didn't even pay the labor. It was all covered. So there's value in those brand names. So, you know, the thing is, you do this Daikin, and I don't know the warranty that they're offering you.
This is cute. On the Daikin, they state, which I'm called furnace coverage, is 12 years on labor as well, and the heat exchanger for life.
Jim, you're putting in a Daikin.
Okay.
As long as the guys know what they're doing and you trust them, okay?
Yeah, this guy that came on in here, I figure, hey, he basically did some measurements. I figure you'd be surprised how many people come on over. They just look at your furnace and they start writing. They don't measure. They don't do anything.
And the other big thing, too, and this is for anybody that's considering replacing a furnace, that new furnace that you're putting in is going to have a smaller BTU rating than the one you have right now.
Correct.
Because they're more efficient. And people are like, wait a minute. I had 120 BTU in there, and you're putting in an 85,000 BTU unit, and it's too small. No, it's not, actually, because they're so much more efficient at what they're doing that if it's sized correctly and they're paying attention to the number of vents and the type of house you have and the windows and the insulation, all that kind of stuff, you'll be comfortable. It's all about getting the right people to do the work. Jim, I appreciate the phone call. It's 8:49 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.
Who let the dogs out?
Do you have a command for the dog to go to the bathroom?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What's the command?
Go potty. Hurry up. Go potty.
We had this whole discussion of what the command was going to be. Go tinkle. This is like, I am not going to be saying, walk into the air, go tinkle. I have a boy dog that pees like a girl dog, and I'm a little embarrassed by that.
Well, that's good, though.
No. It's not. It's, I don't feel like a man walking that dog when he squats like a girl. But every now and then, he'll raise his leg, and I cheer like the Cubs got a home run. I'm like, yeah, it's a good boy. You're peeing like a man.
He's getting better. 8:56 in the morning, the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. Joanna's in Ingleside. Joanna, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
Terrific. How can I help you?
Well, my husband has a 33,000-pound service truck. And we have an asphalt driveway that has failed. We're looking to replace it. We don't know if we should go with concrete or if we should go with asphalt again.
Is he keeping that 33,000-pound truck?
Yes.
And then you need concrete.
And how deep should
that's
we make
a lot
that
of, I mean, that's a lot of weight, Joanna, on a truck.
Yes.
A standard mix of concrete is fine, but you want at least 4 inches of poured concrete, and you really want at least 5 inches of compacted gravel underneath it. That's really
okay. That was my next question.
The secret sauce in any finished driveway is what's underneath it. If you have an asphalt driveway and you see all these little spider cracks where it's failing all the time, that's because the what's underneath it is not sufficient enough. And so a good 5 to even 6 inches, I mean, the fact that you've got this heavy vehicle that's sitting on there all the time really makes a difference. Mm-hmm. And then you put 4 inches of poured concrete, you're going to be fine. Now, the one thing, is this something we're going to do in the spring, or are we going to try and get it done before the winter?
No, we're not going to do it now. We're going to wait till the spring.
Okay. So the trick with this is I tell people this all the time. If you're pouring any kind of concrete, when the guys show up, you need to talk to them about pouring the concrete wet, meaning that I don't want it super dry where they're going to have to add a little water at the top to finish it off. You want it wet in the truck. This is a key thing to say. Pour it wet in the truck, and then they're going to finish it off. It's not, and you're going to take the afternoon off, and you're going to, I give this advice all the time, you're going to grab the radio and a lawn chair and a stick. And you're going to listen to the radio in the afternoon. You're going to stand by your beautiful new poured driveway that's wet. And the stick is there because when the kids come by to draw and it'll run on it, you hit them with it.
Okay.
Don't tell anybody I told you about the stick.
I won't.
It's just you and I talking about this.
Perfect.
Concrete. Perfect. 5 inches of compacted gravel, and you'll be good to go. That'll definitely do a nice job for you, I promise you. Thank you so much for the phone call. 312-981-7200 is our phone number, 8:59 in the morning. Back after this.
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. I love this show.
Hey, baby. I ain't asking what you.
Oh, that makes me laugh.
By the way,
the name of the orchestra, the Don Cragen Orchestra. For your next event, they're available. And they have 3 violinists. This hour, the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by the Don Cragen Orchestra, Ace Hardware, ChevyDriveChicago.com, and FoxKitchenAndBath.com. 9:09 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We were supposed to have a representative on from a company that we were having trouble getting hold of about a veteran-owned business that, well, they're a power company. And I just want to read the release. We just had a problem getting a hold of them. But it's an energy company building a veterans hub, which is pretty interesting. In an effort to connect consumers directly with veteran-owned businesses, American Power and Gas is developing an online marketplace, which is scheduled to launch November 16th. They set out to help veteran-owned businesses, and one way they're trying to do that is by providing a place to link consumers, businesses, and government entities with veteran-owned businesses. The company is based in Seminole, Florida. It's American Power and Gas that provides alternative options for energy customers in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And they're putting this whole deal together because they wanted to find a way to use the skills that benefit veterans. The Veterans Hub is where this vision is coming to a reality. American Power and Gas plans to enroll a wide variety of businesses owned by veterans and present the hub to their customers to assist in the growth of commerce. I think it's a really great idea. They've got a company building it all together. If you want to learn more about it, we'll put this information up on our website, but there's an email address that I'll put more and a phone number of where you can call. I just don't want to put that out there now because no one will write it down. It's not a easy to remember email. It needs to be like veterans at this, but it's not. So we'll put this information up. It's a neat idea. I think there's a lot of businesses out there that we can support. You know that I love supporting local businesses, and I think we should all, whether it's a coffee shop, hardware store, a gas station, whatever you can do. The big boxes are part of our life, there's no question, and we're going to all shop there, and that's okay. I think it's a balance and choices that we make. The other night, I was trading text messages back and forth with my dear departed newsman, Steve Bertrand, who used to be here on Saturdays. He's not dead, but he's just not here anymore. And he goes, oh, I'm heading over to Home Depot to get some light bulbs. I go, dude, you're killing me. I go, and he lives in the northern suburbs. I said, how about Mutual? You know, there's an Ace Hardware way up there at 22. And he goes, well, I didn't think they'd have the selection. I go, all right, well, fine. You just go shop where you want. And then 10 minutes later, he sends me a picture from the parking lot of Mutual. He got his light bulbs. Shopping locally. I made a difference, Rob.
I'm with you on the local Ace Hardware, Stauber on Lincoln Avenue.
Sure.
My people. And it's like a small store.
Look, another example of a Southsider. He loved all these Southsiders. They love the Southside. What do? They move north.
Well, I move north by marriage.
Oh, so that's your excuse.
It's not my excuse. I did it for love, man.
I'm kidding. But I love to rib the Southsiders. I always say, oh, yeah, you guys love the Southside so much, and you all move north.
I think my reason is solid. Very, very solid. But Stauber, I mean, you don't think it's this enormous facility, but they can do anything. I mean, I've purchased sleds there. They've cut plexiglass for me.
Yeah.
They do anything.
That's a long-standing hardware store over there.
Oh, yeah, so, they've been there since the 1880s.
Right. They were one of the original, when Ace Hardware was founded 90 years ago, over 90 years ago, they were one of the original stores that made up the Ace, which is kind of cool. They're an independent now. They're not. They actually don't have they don't fly the Ace flag anymore. But they still use Ace products, and it's But my point is that we have so many options of where we're going to shop. You know, we're going to go to Target. We're going to go to Costco. We're going to go to the big boxes. I get it. You know, but you know, think about. I was talking to somebody recently about Apt Appliance. Have you done any shopping at the Apt, Rob?
Have not gone to Apt recently.
Yeah, but I mean, here's one store. One. That's it. They don't have multiple locations, one store, owned by a family, still today. It's like it's like Mecca for appliances. And let me tell you, that appliance business, it's a terrible business. There's no money to be made in appliances because it's a commodity. Everybody's got a different deal, whatever. So, you know, that is truly a business that's built on service and volume. And these guys are killing it out of there because they take care of people. I have shopped at App when I was a home builder. It's so funny because when I'll call, they do the service on our appliances as well, like in some of the rental properties that I own. And they'll, you know, the whoever I speak to on the phone will be like, oh, hi. I go, yeah, I need to call you about a bill. You know, I need a washer dryer fixed or whatever. Okay, give us a phone number that your order's on, because they track it by that. Now, if you called, where'd you buy your appliances?
Apt.
Right. So if Lindsay calls and gives her phone number, like, oh, you just bought a really nice oven with red knobs.
I did. I love it.
I know. She's crazy about the red knobs. Anyway, when I call and give them my phone number, they're like, all right, what's the address? I go, well, yeah. Or what's the phone number? I go, yeah, that's not going to help you. Because they go to the phone number and there's, wow, you've purchased 600 washers from us or whatever the number is, and they can't find it. So, but my point is, this is not about app. It's about local businesses. And then the next tier of that is, you know, everybody, you know, I love the people that have the bumper stickers, or they'll put some support our veterans. Everybody loves to stick that on the back of your car. Well, what are you doing to support them? Go use a business owned by a veteran. That's a support. Call in. Maybe you'll win a Mr. Fix-It t-shirt that's made by Rags of Honor. That's supporting. I mean, that's the kind of stuff. So we all can make choices on where we spend our dollars every day. And again, you're going to go to the big boxes. That's okay. I go there too. But when you can go to a hardware store, you can go to a coffee shop, you can go to Apt instead of a big, huge, you know, Amazon. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Just make good choices. 9:15 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Ooh. John's in Sheboygan. John, where'd you go for fish fry last night?
I didn't go anywhere last night for fish fry. But I normally go to, like, Chef's. There's a place called Chef's Last Resort.
Is it good?
I go there sometimes. Yeah, it's good.
Do they do the hush puppies, too?
No, but it's nice and golden brown.
Nice.
Chef's is good, yeah.
That's good. All right. Well, hopefully I'll see you up there sometime. Can I tell you something? Sheboygan is the best-kept secret in the state of Wisconsin.
I've heard that, yeah.
Well, don't you live there?
I do.
You don't agree?
Oh, I agree.
It's beautiful.
It's summer. It's nice and summer. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, it's a little cold in the winter. But, I mean, everywhere. You know, that's how, you know what that's good for, John? You keep the riffraff out that way.
Yeah, there you go.
That lakefront in Sheboygan is just beautiful.
Yeah, it's
all right,
it's
so you're,
nice.
Obviously, you're never going to work for the Chamber of Commerce. How can I help you?
Hey, I got a question about...
Just giving you a hard time. How can I help?
Yeah, I know. I got a question about cold air returns.
Okay.
Like, how often should they be cleaned out and stuff? I've lived in my home for 15 years, and I've never had that done.
Well, your ductwork in general, I think having it cleaned, both the cold air return and the supply lines, it's a good idea to have that done every 5 to 7 years. And, you know, depending on the overall conditions about where you live, you know, if you're noticing a lot of dust in your home, having someone come out and do that, and in that timeline can really help to increase the indoor air quality of your home and help you breathe a little easy. The biggest thing when they come out there, there's a lot of different methods of how they do this. The best method is where they come and not only use a blower and a vacuum, but they use this whip that they have air that kind of beats on the ductwork as they go through to loosen all the debris, and it blows it and shoots it out, and then the vacuum's connected to the system and sucks it all out. And then the next thing from there, John, is that you want to upgrade your furnace filters. So, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, I'm just going to buy the blue furnace filter. You know, it's 99 cents, whatever. It's great. That does nothing. It does nothing for the indoor air quality. And the thing is, it makes me angry a little bit. Not angry. Angry is a strong word. It's disappointing to me that HVAC contractors will say, oh, you don't want to use the pleated filters. It's bad for the system. That's a bunch of baloney. If you go and ask them to put in an air purifier for you, the filter that they put in that is way thicker and reduces the airflow a lot more than a pleated filter. The biggest thing with the pleated filter is because they catch more debris, you need to change them more often. But the whole idea is that you're trying to increase the air quality in your home. So have the ducts cleaned, go to a pleated filter, change it on a regular basis. And it's a good investment, and I think you'll be happy for it. Thanks so much for the rave reviews about Sheboygan. It's 9:19 in the morning. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back right after these.
Well, Rob, you saved yourself. How long have you been married?
I've been married for 4 years, a little over 4 years.
And your number one goal is obviously to keep your wife as happy as possible.
Yes.
My wife said, please tell Rob Hart to start reporting on the Michigan games.
I did. I've been doing that all morning.
No, I think this is the first time you did it.
Oh, no. Very consistent since 6 a.m. Michigan's in Indiana.
You, sir, are a good man.
And we call it a phone, but we don't really use it much as a phone, do we? No, we don't.
Time for Just Text Me.
We don't have to talk. Oh, my God, I got to talk. Talking is work. You got to make facial expressions. You got to suck air in. You got to blow it out.
Mm-hmm. 9:35 in the morning. Just text me. How you doing in there? Just text me. A little tired?
I am.
We were out late. We had a nice time. Yeah. Although I found out from text messages that many of my friends stayed out even later into the morning.
I want to be friends with your friends.
I'm telling you. Just when people say, well, you guys are getting too old. Like, not them. Mm-hmm. Not them. Me, yeah.
You would have been out with them.
But I have to tell you, I don't know if you heard me talking. I could do this living downtown thing. We stayed downtown last night, and I just walked over the bridge. I go, I got a little cup of coffee. I had my jacket. I'm walking. I'm going, beautiful. I could do this.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that kind of what Steve Alexander does?
Yeah.
Walks around downtown.
With just his coffee.
Right. People are like, who is that guy? I don't know. He just walks around, mumbles to himself.
That's funny you say that, because when I did work over here, and I would see him passing in the street, and all of a sudden this, you know, man would come up with his sunglasses and his coffee.
Right.
And go,
Was he mumbling? Because he mumbles a lot.
And he'd come up behind me and go, hello.
Yeah. Hello, young lady.
Ah!
Hello, Lindsay. How are you?
That's what he sounds like. That is funny. All right, just text me.
All righty, 847. Good morning. What is the best way to remove antifreeze from the garage concrete flooring? Some leaked and we have pets, which is dangerous to them. Does it eventually evaporate?
I mean, it'll eventually evaporate. Really, what you want is something to cut down on the oil and the grease. You can use a bunch of different cleaners, but quite frankly, the best thing to use is a powdered laundry detergent.
Mm-hmm.
Throw it on there, little scrub brush, warm water, make a paste. You'll see it turns the color of the antifreeze. And then wipe it up, rinse it, repeat it, and that's it. It'll come right up.
Right up. 815, my husband and I own a 1927 brick Dutch colonial home. The brick is in good condition but needs to be cleaned. Should we use any detergent when we power wash it, or should we just use water?
I think you can just get away with regular power washing. The thing is, what you got to be very careful about is that if you've never used a pressure washer before, you want to make sure you adjust the tip so it's a fan, kind of a fan spray. And even that, if you get right down on there, you can poke a hole in the brick because it's a lot of pressure. But you need something that's at least 3,000 PSI, which will mean it's a gas-powered pressure washer. And, you know, you've never used a pressure washer, have you?
I have not.
Can I tell you? It's the most fun you can ever have with
a power tool. I think that it would
be fun.
You'd feel powerful.
Oh, my gosh. And then all you want to do is clean everything. Like, hey, neighbor, come here. I'll do that. Don't worry. Just move aside. It's great. It's awesome. You get wet, but it's awesome.
All right. Hi, Lou. When my house gets so... Wait, why does my house get so cold when I have a fire burning in my fireplace?
Because fireplaces are the most inefficient way to heat a home.
Hmm.
Which, you know, you're thinking, how did they do it on the House on the Prairie?
Yeah.
Right? Laura Ingalls out there in the middle of nowhere? Mm-hmm. With her dress. But that's why she wore the dress all the way up to her neck. Right? Those dresses.
It was still chilly.
Right. And they were still cold. Because it uses the air inside the home for combustion air. Mm-hmm. So it's problematic. There are systems that you can buy. There's like a great system that you can buy that goes in the firebox that has a blower that can actually, it's a set of tubes that has a blower that plugs in, and then it takes the heat as those tubes get hot and it blows the hot air out, but not the smoke. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit more to do, but that's just what happens with a fire. Make bigger fires.
Make bigger fires.
Yeah. But what should you have done before you make those bigger fires?
Definitely have your chimney inspected.
And cleaned.
Cleaned.
By who?
Lindeman Chimney. Okay. Of course.
Back to you.
630, I have a toilet that sits on a slightly uneven concrete floor. I can't maintain a complete seal with the wax ring for over a couple months.
So I talked about this earlier this morning. There is a synthetic seal that you can buy called Santa Seal at the hardware store. It's like $14. Mm-hmm. And what you're going to do is use that in place of the wax ring, tighten it down in place. But then also you can buy shims that are for toilets. They're little hard plastic shims that you can put underneath the toilet to make sure that it doesn't rock. The key is you got to make sure that it's solid. And so a trick there is you get these shims underneath there, and then, while I'm not a huge fan of this, you caulk the toilet to the concrete.
Hmm.
And that'll keep the shims in place.
Shims.
And it won't leak with this Santa Seal, for sure.
Got it. That's all. Just text me.
Thank you very much.
Thank
312-981-7200 is the phone number. We'll go back to the phone lines, and here's Millie in Lake Geneva. Hi, Millie.
Hi, Lou. Long time listener.
God bless you. Have you lived in Lake Geneva for a long time?
All my life.
Have you been to my favorite restaurant in Lake Geneva? Do you know what it is?
Sure.
What is it?
The Next Door Pub.
No.
But, I know, I'm just kidding.
But it can be one of my favorites. My favorite restaurant that my wife and I like to go to is that restaurant called Simple.
Sure.
Oh, it's so good. And it's good for you, Millie.
I know.
How can I help?
I do all of them.
How can I help you?
Okay, you're my last chance here. We have a condo in Florida. It's on the first floor. The second floor condo had something happened with the water in the bathroom and in the toilet. Something came apart. So we had, the water came down. It had been going on. We're not sure, but at least 3 to 4 days.
Okay.
Water leaking into our condo.
Okay.
So our ceiling, and of course in our bathroom, because theirs is right underneath, all the bathroom, master bedroom, the water's coming out of the vents, living room, everywhere, down the walls. It peeled off my brand new paint. And now this has been going on for almost a month and a half. The association insurance says we don't have to replace all the drywall, just the parts that got wet.
Okay.
How do we know just what parts got wet?
Well, so you're going to have someone come do this work, right?
Yes.
So they are correct. You don't have to replace all the drywall, but when they go to cut out the areas that were damaged, like you said, the paint, they're going to inspect the wall cavities or whomever you're going to hire to make sure that they're getting everything out. Now, this water leak that you mentioned, was it fresh water?
Yes.
Okay. So yes. That's good. It's not sewage water. So it's less, there's less harmful properties of that water, but when they go to cut the areas out, they'll take a nice chunk out to make sure that, all right, here's the damage, this is what's happened, and we're going to replace this spot right over here and go on and on and on. And so you just got to make sure that you have a good contractor that you trust that's going to do a nice job for you. And this is all going to be done through insurance, correct?
Well, hopefully. The association insurance is saying, no, we want to just, replace what you need. And the professional drywaller there says, I'm not comfortable with this. I want to treat it like it's my own.
Well, okay. So I get it. That also can be a great way for him to say, I want to treat it like my own so I can charge you more. But if you don't need to replace all the drywall if it didn't get wet.
Okay.
So don't worry about that. You just got to make sure that when you go to replace it, they're cutting out enough of it. You know what I mean?
Right,
and so
right.
that's the key element. And, I realize this is a second home. I think it would be helpful if at least during this demo work, you or someone is there to be there when this is happening so that you can talk to them, you can see them, you can see what's going on and not just do it from afar, because otherwise you're never going to know. And, you know, the last thing you want to have is a mold issue down the line. Appreciate the phone call. It's 9:45 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. Is that what I was supposed to do? 9:54 in the morning. Thank you so much for listening. Time for Lou's last call. Hi, Kathy and Roselle.
Yeah, hi, Lou. I have a question about why would paint be chipping off of a ceiling in a garage? I had the garage painted, and I noticed that some of the paint has kind of been, like, chipping off.
When did you have it painted?
Well, I don't know. It was probably, like, 6 months ago, and then I had the handyman come back, and so he had to, like, scrape it off, or even, like, kind of like when he touched it, it just came off. And
where'd you get the paint?
It was the paint. He got it. I don't know. It was what do you call it?
So it was new. It was new. It wasn't like, hey, I've got this old paint in the basement.
No,
you want to paint my garage?
Right, but it was one that was a mixture of, you know, the paint and the primer together.
Yep. And do you know
so
if they...
he took it all off and scraped it all back and put mud on it and went down to the, because it had been painted, obviously, when we bought the house, mm-hmm. So the new house. So he did all that, and so now I'm just wondering, why is it going to happen again if he uses the same paint, or is that not a good product?
Well, it could be an issue with so a couple things. If any paint job is only as good as the prep that you do, and so maybe they didn't sand it. Maybe the ceiling was dirty. Maybe the paint went on too heavily. And so that can be any number of reasons of why you get that situation. The temperature could be an issue. You know, if it was really hot on the day that it happened, when you know, these paint and primers in one are full of acrylic. And so they're a thicker paint. And if it's super hot outside and a garage can get very warm, maybe it was drying a little bit more quickly than it should, which doesn't give the resins time to grab, and that's where the chipping can come from. A lot goes in, you know, paint is a wonderful thing. You can paint anything. You know, people are always like, you know, can you paint this? I'm like, sure, but how long do you want it to last? So something like that in a garage, I bet, had a lot to do with temperature and prep work.
That's what he's telling me, too.
That would be my guess. Hey, do me a favor. Since you're our last caller and they give me all this great stuff to give away, I want to give stuff away. I'm going to give you.
Good.
Yeah, I know, huh? How about this? How about an April Air event-based thermostat? This is a big one. Look at you getting the big
gift. Well, you know what? Yeah, that would be great. Or you know what I would really like?
Oh.
I really would love the MyPillow.
Oh, you know what? I wish I had a MyPillow, but I don't get any MyPillows. I don't get the MyPillow, and I don't get the Chamonix.
Oh, okay.
For some reason, Kathy and Judy and Lou Manfredini, we don't get the Chamonix.
They look at us and they go, nah, nah.
I don't need the Chamonix. So.
They don't. Well, very good. So look, you hang on a second. We'll get that information.
You,
we'll send you out a, I put it on hold. It's a vent-based thermostat brought to you by the leaders in Chicagoland Indoor Comfort, American Weathermakers. Take control of your temperature and the air you breathe. Visit AmericanWeathermakers.com. Right. They're going to be like, we don't want to give you the Chamonix because it doesn't come in a 55-gallon drum.
Right. There's not an extra strength
Right. For
version.
Me, they need a spatula.
Right.
A spatula. And don't forget, next week, we're going to be at the Villa Park Ace doing our live broadcast from 7 to 10.
Full disclosure,
we own the Villa Park Ace, but it's brought to you by Lightkeeper Pro, your complete tool for fixing Christmas lights. Go to WGNradio.com/events.
I love your Ace Hardware in, where's that neighborhood by Colleen?
Edgebrook,
yeah. That's a nice little Ace.
She still lives in the neighborhood?
She does,
oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was with her friend Megan Fernandez last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I didn't know you were friends with Megan and is it Marco?
Marco.
Right,
Marco.
Yeah.
She does my hair. How does it look? Hard to see with my headphones.
Very nice.
I know.
What does it take her, about five minutes?
About 5 minutes. Yeah. And then she's always so kind, she does my eyebrows, too. She's like, look at those eyebrows. She takes a comb and holds them and goes snip, snip, snip.
Good, because then you don't look like Andy Rooney. No, really.
What is it about?
Why wouldn't somebody have said to him, why wouldn't a wife or a a girlfriend or a daughter have said, Andy,
you could climb on those eyebrows.
Exactly.
It was like you could repel.
I thought that was his signature look.
Oh, my goodness. It looks like things live in there. And I just...
The dear departed Andy Rooney.
Yeah,
and
well, he still had bad eyebrows.
But real quick, back to Megan, my wife and Megan grew up together.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
They've known each other
since
they were little kids.
For those of you listening, I don't know Megan.
She's fabulous.
Speaking of eyebrows, I saw a feature last night. This is getting out of control. Eyebrows now for women are really, they're gorgeous. They're thicker. Women are their eyebrows are thicker and they're more defined.
Yeah, right.
They have eyebrow extensions now.
No.
So you can go and get somebody who does that to spend an hour putting little individual.
Do you both have your eyebrows?
I hardly have any left. I don't have much left. I think eyebrows. I'm getting almost Whoopi Goldberg on the eyebrow thing. You know, she has none.
I didn't know that.
Go look at a picture of Whoopi and you think, what's curious about the way she looks? And it's
besides,
she doesn't have eyebrows.
That's what we were looking for?
Exactly. There you go.
Does she shave them off?
She must have. She must have. It's just go look at images of Whoopi Goldberg. No eyebrows. There you go.
Interesting.
Okay.
All right. Nice.
Well, have a good one, Lou.
Thank you.
You and your cute new haircut.
Thank you.
This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. And now it's time for the news sponsored by Gilkey.